This is Wade Rathke with the Chief Organizer's Report, Facebook Fables. It's finally come to the point where it's impossible to believe anything that Facebook says. Yes, I know the goalpost keeps moving, but this is ridiculous. Take today, for example. An analysis of New York Times compare the number of fake accounts that Facebook claims to have closed in the last 12 months at 2.8 billion accounts at the clip of 7 million per day. Times was doing simple addition from the regular transparency reports that Facebook has been posting recently as their credibility crashed faster than a website. They also claimed that they have a couple of billion active users. Something is wrong with the math here, brothers and sisters. They also reported that Facebook was telling its investors that there was no appreciable difference in the number of fake accounts, that it was deep-sixing. How could that jibe with the reports of having closed billions of accounts? They also claimed that they can catch these fakers within seconds of their establishing a new account. But on the other hand, they want to not move too fast, they claim, because it might be a real person. See what I mean about fables? You can't talk out of both sides of your mouth and have any credibility. A former classmate of Facebook's Mark Zuckerman is also reportedly monitoring them closely. He might have a bit of a chip on his shoulder since he was behind an early iteration of the face before Zuckerberg took it all and ran. Regardless, he argues that the number of duplicate accounts may be at the same level as fake accounts, casting even more shade over Facebook's claims of billions of active users. Yes, the rules say no double dipping of accounts, but who among us doesn't know folks with more than one account? He may be wrong on his speculation about the scale of the problem, but he's definitely right that there's a lot of dupes out there. Meanwhile, Sheryl Sandberg, Facebook's number two honcho, was claiming at the same time to investors that despite all of their troubles, they were making gobs of money still. She also claimed that they could make significant investments in security and it would not curtail profits. If so, why haven't they done so before? Is this another Facebook fable? Zuckerberg also recently claimed that Facebook users really and truly wanted ads on their Facebook pages. Researchers writing in the op-ed section of the Times also called that balderdash, and you know in your heart that they're right. There's no one anywhere who just is dying to see an ad anywhere, including on Facebook. Let's list this as another big Facebook whopper. Who can believe anything that any of these Facebook folks say anymore? Come forward and identify yourself if you can. There's this bridge in Brooklyn for sale that's just waiting for your name on it. This is Wade Rathke. For questions or comments, www.chieforganizer.org. You take it from here to there.
This program is produced by WAMF 90.3 FM in New Orleans, Louisiana, and distributed by Affiliated Media Foundation Movement to our sister stations WDSV 91.9 FM in Greenville, Mississippi, and KABF 88.3 FM in Little Rock, Arkansas. For more information, please visit our website at affiliatedmediamovement.org.